Okay, we're going to do the second half now of the section of Vayivarech David, which follows the Halukas. We explained last week the significance of the section of Vayamim, which is the idea that Jewish people in the days of David had donated significantly besimcha with a tremendous amount of joy in the hopes that their materials would be used for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And David was so overwhelmed by the emotion and the feeling of wanting to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that he composed Vayivarech David. And we explained that this is a tefillah of summation, of wrapping up. It's a tefillah of saying Baruch Hashem for everything that we have from Hashem, to take all of the theoretical parts of praising Hashem and contemplating God and thinking about what Hashem does for us and actually consecrating and taking everything we own to serve Hashem. And that requires a higher level of praising Hashem, which is bracha, to actualize one's feelings in a significant way. So today, we're just going to go through the actual text of Vayivarech David, and we're going to see exactly what David HaMelech was saying, and try to walk away with a better understanding in this last shiur in the series for this Zaman. So it says as follows: Vayivarech David es Hashem leinei kol hakal vayomer David. That Hashem bless the Jewish people. Hello, there's a sheet over there. Don't worry. And he blessed the people as follows. You also might want to have a sitter. Have a sitter. Good. So the pasuk. So he says, Baruch ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Avinu Meolam V'Ad Olam. That Hashem should be blessed for now and forever. Meolam V'Ad Olam. And the pasuk that we're now going to learn is the basis for what we refer to in Kabbalah as the concept of Sfiros, the heavenly descriptions of the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the basis of much of Sifrei Kabbalah, the idea that that Hashem engages in this world in a specific way. Now, we're not going to engage in Nistar right now. We're not going to learn Kabbalah right now, but we should at least try to understand why Chazal see in this verse what we refer to as the midos of Hashem in this world. The simple concept is that David is coming to connect all of the praises of Hashem to this world. David showing that everything about Hashem is found in this world. And this is a hakdama to what David is then going to say. Let's just look to what David is going to say after the section. This is what doesn't appear in the Siddur. This is what appears in the rest of Divrei Yamim. V'chi mi ani umi ami, and who am I, who is my nation? That we have the ability to donate in such a way. And this is really the yisod that David is saying. I'm donating my money to build the Beis HaMikdash, my gold, my silver, my wood, my jewels, my precious stones, whatever it may be. But really, Hashem, it's all yours. So it's very silly. I feel like I'm donating, but really everything belongs to you, Hashem. Ki geirim anachnu, we are strangers. Lefanach avatoshim kol avoseinu kitzel yameinu al haaretz ve'ein mikva. We just passed through this land just for a few moments, just for a brief time in the history of the world. Hashem Elokeinu kol ha'amon hazeh, all of this wealth, asher hechinono livnos lecha bayis, that we've set aside to build a house, l'shem kadshacha, for the name of your glory, miyadach, it's all yours, hu lecha hakol. So says David, we feel very proud of ourselves that we, just wrote a check for $1 million to the Beis HaMikdash, and we just gave a lot of money. But what are we feeling so special about? It's all yours, Hashem. We're just returning everything that we have to you. Everything comes from Hashem. Yes, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the truth is that Hashem himself is not Gadol or Gibor or Nora, as we're going to talk about in a moment, because it's not possible to describe the essence of Hashem. Rather, when we say Lecha Hashem Hagadula v'Hagvura v'Tiferes, that all these things are yours, Hashem, what we mean is that we have to come to understand that the very existence, the very reality of greatness or Gvura or Tiferes or Netzach or Hod, Hashem is the source of all those things. The only thing that is really Gadol is Hashem. And the only thing that's really Tiferes is really Hashem. And everything in this world is simply a copy of the reality that is Hashem. We're not saying that Hashem has attributes of Gadula or Gavur or Tiferes or Netzach or Hod or all of these things. We're saying that Hashem is the essence and the source. All greatness in the world comes from Hashem. All beauty in the world comes from Hashem. All eternity in the world comes from Hashem. Hashem is really the source of everything. And therefore, when David is saying, well, I'm donating wood to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's really Hashem's wood. It's the same thing here as well. We're talking about how something is beautiful. Hashem is the source of all beauty. I talk about how something is glorious, as something is amazing, as something is outstanding. Hashem is the source of all of that. We're not describing Hashem. We're simply saying that this really, everything in the world comes from Hashem. Now, in our times, you know, these concepts of Kabbalah, of Tiferes, or Netzach, or Hod, things that we talk about are accessible even to small children, right? They're found in Siddurim, right? If you turn to Sfiras HaOmer, which is after Maariv, on page 128, so you'll see that anyone who counts Sfira comes in contact with Kabbalah all the time, right? Hayom Yom Echad BaOmer, Chesed Shebechesed. That day is Chesed of Chesed. Or if you go to Chav Ches Nisan, Yesod Shebegvura. There are all different combinations and manifestations of different attributes that we find by Hashem. So all of these concepts that are based in Kabbalah and describing how Hashem runs the world, they're laid out in front of us in many different areas all the time. In the days of the Arizal referred to seven Sphiros of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. In our Pasuk, so we have Gedula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. And the concept of Chesed is Gedula. The Midah of Yesod is Kichol Bashamayim of Aretz. And sometimes the Rishonim refer to the Midah of Yesod as Kol. And Malchus is the expression of the Hashem Hamamlecha. So all of these different Midahs of Hashem are found over there. Now we're going to learn Pashut Pshat like Rashi. How does Rashi understand the Pesukim Divrei Hayamim? And he says all of the praises here are in regards to the activities of David in preparing the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So let's begin. It says Rashi, L'cha Hashem HaGadul, to you Hashem is greatness. Nasan Shevach LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives praise to Hashem, Shenasan Lo Kol Kach L'Gebots Mammon, that he gave me all of this to gather all of this wealth. Kazel L'Binyan Beis HaMikdash Tachsiv, Hu Yivaneli, Bayis V'Samichle, Hashem Bavur Abdecha U'Kalavcha Asisas Kol HaGadula, V'Gam Lashen Gadula Nofa L'Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about all of this great wealth that I have comes from you, Hashem, for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Kedesiv, the Bayis of Nos Hashem, Lahagdil Umala. The Beis HaMikdash is called something that is Gadol, meaning David is warning himself, don't be haughty that you were special, that you were involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Don't think very highly of yourself, David HaMelech, that you were involved in building this tremendous edifice to Hashem. Everything that you accomplished, all of the material, all the intellect, all of the planning, all of the blueprints, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So L'cha Hashem HaGadul, it's not me who should be great for accumulating all this wealth, but rather it's all yours, Hashem. Then he continues and says, Af al pi shekibatzti kol mamon hazeh l'bein beis hamikdash nikra gadul, even though I gathered all of this wealth through the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Gadula, Atana satali kol gadul, you gave all this, v'hagvura shena satali gvura l'hilachem, you also gave me the power to fight in Sona Yisrael against our enemies. Levos shalom, and then I'm able to take spoils of war. Lifnei, lifanai, livno sabai, in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. So how did David get the wealth, says Rashi? He got it through all of his battles. But Hashem, you gave me the ability to be successful in battle. You gave me the Gevura to conquer all of these things. Okay, so that's the Gedula and Gevura. Then, v'hatiferes. Kol shvachos elu shavchu al shenasun al kadosh baruch hu koach lekabetz mamon. Again, all of these praises are about that Hashem gave him the koach, the ability to gather all of the wealth to build the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash called? Pe'er. Another word for the Beis HaMikdash is pe'er. Pe'er means glory, outward glory. Dechsiv lepe'er makom mikdashi. It says that the Beis HaMikdash is the pe'er. It's an outward, very public sign of Hashem's glory. Kichsiv l'shem u'siferes. So that's one thing. V'hanetzach, what's netzach? Shenaslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzachon. Hashem gave me the ability to win. L'shlol shalal ovdei kochavim l'tzorach ha-binyin, that I could take the spoils from the non-Jews in battle in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ki kol b'shamayim. L'cha hu afilu al-mash al-shamayim. Not only are the things in this world yours, Hashem, but also the things that are in their heaven. Ata Moshel Kol, you run everything. You're in charge of everything. Shekein al mashav aras lefichach ata yochli ten gedula misha ata rotze. Hashem, you can give gedula, you can give power, whoever you want. You know, one day you could think you're going to be Speaker of the House, and then the next day, you know, it could be 3 days in, and you're not Speaker of the House. You know, your job you're going to have next week. You know, and this person's also going to be in charge. And person thinks that I'm going to set myself up to be in charge. And Hashem says, ah, I don't think so. I'm the one who gives out gedula. So from Shemayim, I can dictate what's going to be in this world, says Hashem. Uva'aretz, esnachta. This is a pause. Kol b'shamayim uva'aretz. Shisham misayim ha-pasuk, umusav lamal ha-imanu kajrashlin. He says, this is going back to what we said before in the pasuk. Okay. Now, l'cha shamamam l'cha v'misnaso l'cha rosh. Says Rashi, Pisron melech basar adam. Im nasan la'avdo echad srara v'mashal v'malchus achar. He says, a melech basar adam has a problem. Because if he gives one of his servants leadership in a different area, right? The king says, you're going to be the governor in this province or in this city. Asar hu avdo b'chol makom shehu. He says, the officer, that governor, is going to be his servant wherever he's going to be put out in a different realm. Aval ha-malchus enu shel melech. But who has the malchus in that province? When the king sends out his governor to be over there, who's running it? It's not the king. It's the guy he sent over there. Umisha malchus shelo ena evid moshel shelo. And the one who is the governor over there is not really the one who's in charge of everything. So you can't be in by melech basar adam, you know, the governor who's running for the king, doing the job for the king, doesn't really have all the real power, but at the same time, the king's not really there truly to run the show. So it's a bit of a contradiction. Hashem can set up a king to be in charge of a country. Hashem can set up a president to be in charge of a country, and it doesn't matter. Hashem is still the one in charge. Even when the Eved is doing it, really Hashem is running the show. Even the water schlepper, a resh gargusa means the water schlepper, even the person who's the chief water carrier, Hashem is still in charge of that one. So even when a person thinks he's in charge and he's running his little, the person's going to be the chief dog catcher, whatever his job is going to be, Hashem is still the one who's running that person. The truth of the matter is that Hashem is the one who gives anyone power. And the person is never completely in power. The king is in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem is ruling over that locale through the appointed ruler. So a person could be appointed, you know, the mayor of some small town, but it's really Hashem who's running that small town. This, in fact, sums up the approach of David to Malchus. This Rashi over here is really everything David viewed in his Malchus. Let's look at the Medrash in Tehillim in Mizmor Kuf Mem Dal. The David Baruch Hashem Suri. Says the Medrash, Amar Shlomo b'choldra chachadeo. It says in Mishlei that you should know God in all of your ways. Mahu b'choldra chachadeo. What does that mean? You should know God in all of your ways. Have a nitnu belibcha lefanecha. You have to implant in your heart b'chol derech shatolech. Wherever you go, k'shem shaya David osa. Just like David did, haya melech v'amar eni melech. David was the king, but he said, "I'm not really the king." Hu melech v'hu melechoni. He Hashem is the king. Hashem made me in charge. David understood that Hashem prepared him to be the king over Israel. Hayagibor, David was very powerful. He was a military superpower. Vamar eni gibor, but I'm not really the one who's strong. Hayashir, he was very wealthy. Vamar eni ashir, and David would say, I'm not really the one who's wealthy. He would announce and say, Lucha Hashem hagadula v'hagvura, as we see here. Yarad lemilchama v'niseach. David would go into battle and he would be successful. V'amar lo migvura sai nisachti. I was not successful in battle because of my winning. Elohu azrani Hashem helped me. Who in sechani Hashem allowed me to win. V'nisachti v'tzirani lios osti milchama. And I did all this because of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this really sums up this whole section here in Divrei Yamim. This whole medrash, this Rashi, sums up everything David stood for. David's whole message in his malchus was, it's not me. It's all Hashem. I'm just Hashem's messenger. I'm here. Hashem is in charge. And every success I have is only because Hashem allowed it to happen. And that's what he's saying over here. All of these things in the world, wealth and power and influence and money and relationships, whatever I have, it all comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how successful I am. And that's the main idea of these psukim over here in the end of Psukah de Zimra. Now, the Gemara in Brachos Tafnun Ches has a very different approach to the psukim. Let's explain how we understand these psukim according to the... Let's read the Gemara in Brachos. I divided it into bullet points here to see every line of the Gemara, so it's easy. And how they correspond to each aspect of the Sfiros. L'cha Hashem HaGedula, says the Gemara, Zuma Sebracious. That's creation. We saw Hashem's Gedula in my Sebracious. V'chein Omer Oseg Gedolos Adin Cheker. He makes immense things that cannot even be understood. V'agvura Zo Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is where we saw Hashem in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shneamar V'yayisos Yad Hagadola. V'atiferes Zuchama Ulevana Shamdu Lo Yoshua. This is when Yoshua made the sun and the moon stand in the sky, when he was wanted to postpone the sun from setting so he could complete the battle. That was Tiferes, right? Because Tiferes means Pe'er. It's obvious to the world around you, right? Tefillin are called a Pe'er, because when you see the Tefillin Shel Rosh, everyone sees this sign on your head. When Yoshua stopped the sun in the sky, it was obvious to the whole world. Everyone was wondering how come the sun wasn't setting. Yoshua did that. That was Hashem's Tiferes. That was his Pe'er. Shneamar, Vayidom Hashemesh Vayareach Amad. V'hanetzach, Zuma Palta Sharomi. This is the falling of Rome. Why? Because Rome is the last gullus. Rome is the last gullus that we're currently in. And when that gullus falls, then it will be eternal. Netzach means eternity. So there will be Hashem's eternal glory will be forever once Rome falls. V'chinu Omer, V'yiz Nitzcham Al Bigadai. Hahod, the beauty. The Zu Milchemes Nachalei Arnon. This is the battle of Arnon. Shneamar Al Ken Yomar B'Sefer Milchemes Hashem Es V'Hav B'Sufa Kichov Hashemayim V'Aret Zu Milchemes Sisra. That's the battle of Sisra where Hashem's glory was found. Shneamar Min Shemayim Nilchamu HaKochavim Mislosam. That the stars aligned, and I think the Medrash says that I think Rashi writes this as well in Shoftim. The stars heated up. They got closer to Earth and heated up. And all of the metal armory that Sisera and his men were wearing, they burned on their body. And that was min hakochavim. The stars caused Sisera to lose in battle. L'cha Hashem ha'mam l'cha, Yuhut Hashem is the kingship. Zuma chemes ha'malek. V'omer kiyad al-keis yah. We know that Hashem's malchus will only really be fulfilled and the kisei ha'kavod will only be perfect when Amalek falls. V'amisnasei zuma chemes gog u'magog. This is the end battle, the end of days. Even the chief water schlepper is appointed by Hashem. That all these things, every success, every battle, every amazing thing comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu only. Then it says over here, in the next line in the Siddur, Va'osher Va'kavod Milfanecha. That the wealth and the honor is before you. So Rashi says, Va'osher Akavod Milfanecha, Miyadcha, they're from your hand. Va'kavod Nofala Osher. And honor comes to one who has a lot of money. Kidichsiv, Bezu Kesev, Bezu Zav. Ukmo Umashir La'avinu Asa Eskola Kavod Azeh. Klomer Kol Osher Shesagalti Mitchahu. All of the wealth I have is from you. Kiatam Oshava Kol Biyadcha Kochagru. Because you are in charge of everything. Says the Malbim. The Malbim elaborates a little bit more than this Rashi. The Malbim says, Va'osher kol ha'osher va'kavod asher ba'olam bam nefenecha. All of the wealth and all the honor in this world come from you, Hashem. Shetitznuhu l'mishim tzachem v'enecha. You'll give to whoever you see fit. V'enecha kashar nosin sh'achar hanasina ein hadavar od birshuso. Now, when I give something to somebody else, I no longer have it, right? If I make a cup of coffee, and I give it to somebody else, I no longer have the cup of coffee. If I have $100 and I give the bill to somebody else, I no longer have it. But by Hashem, that's not the case. Even when Hashem gives of something to another being, it still belongs to Hashem. Ki ata moshel bakol, because you rule everything. Ki lo yiskem b'yad hanisan lo rak ba'od shetir tzev v'tashpia alav. That when I mashpi on somebody, hakoach v'agura nishar tamid b'yadcha, that still remains in your hands, Hashem. Ad shebiyadcha legad lechazlek hakol, until the point that it's in your hand to give greatness and strength to everything. B'chol eshir tirtza, whenever you want. K'ma shekasov Kadosh Baruch Hu oses solamos berakia, Moir sazeh mashlas Hashem has ladders in the heavens, and the wealth goes up and down. This one is on top, and the next week is on the bottom. This week somebody closes a great deal on a piece of real estate for $100,000, and the next week he loses it all. The ladder goes up and down all the time. So the Malbim understands Va'osher Va'kavod Milfanecha. Now, this all chaps nafkamina lahalacha in davening. The Mishnah Brura in Simanun Aleph says the minhag of the Arizal, based on the Shar Kavanos, is to give tzedakah when you say the word Ve'atama Shabakol. In fact, Artskol even writes that there, right? Riza Lahaya Noeg Lahafrish Gimel Prutos the Tztaka. The Ariza would put aside a few coins for Tztaka. Kishamar Ve'ata Moshel Bakol. This is the minhag as well to give Tztaka. You don't really see this unless you're davening with a minion. I don't think usually only in a minion they'll take the. This is what this thing is for over here. They'll take these things and they'll usually if it's shachris, like the gabbai will walk around and he'll shake it around like this, right? And they'll shake it like this. And if it's mincha, they'll take like a little kid because little kids are bored during mincha in the afternoon and they come to work with their fathers. So they'll give it to like a little boy and the boy will walk around during chazaras hashatz and they'll keep the kid. So where's it come from? Why are they doing it now? It's such a funny place. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, you should give tzedakah before davening. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But nobody does that. Most people give tzedakah now. All the men get up and they walk to the tzedakah box and they put in a quarter or they put in a couple of dollars during right now by Berach David. Why? The answer is V'ata Moshel Bakol. Hashem, you're in charge of everything. Every money that I have is really just from you. So I should give it to tzedakah and not keep it to myself. The Lubavitch Rebbe writes that giving tzedakah during Vayberach David fulfills the concept of giving tzedakah before tefillah, because technically tefillah is Shemona Esrei. So if you give tzedakah now, that would work as well. The Shla writes in Hasidur that since this section speaks about the donations of David that he received for the Beis HaMikdash, it's proper to collect tzedakah to give towards Torah institutions at this time, because this whole section is about giving money to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it says over here money is toward the Bedek Habayis. It's towards the building fund of the shul, because you're supposed to give at that time. Okay. This also, by the way, it's for this reason. Rav Yaakov Kamensky says that's why the minhag developed to stand during Vayberach David, because since people are giving tzedakah and it's a mitzvah to stand for a person who's going to do a mitzvah, everyone's giving tzedakah to stand in their honor. That's why we stand at a bris when the baby comes in, because the baby's on his way to get a bris milah. That's why we stand at a levaya when the body is leaving the room, because the people are escorting the body to go fulfill the mitzvah of kvura. That's what the Bartanura writes in his Perush Amaseches Pikurim. So here as well, says Rav Yaakov Kamensky, that's why we stand. That's not the pashut reason why we stand. That's a chiddush of Yaakov Kamensky. The main reason why we stand is because the Arizal says that. Which one is it? One of the expressions over here is a Rosh Tevos for Hashem Hashem, Hashem Havaya for Hashem's name. So the reason why we say it is because we're saying a name that represents Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Atahu Hashem Elokim in the next paragraph, which is not really connected by Berach David, but Atahu Hashem Elokim is Rosh Tevos Aleph Hey Yud Hey, which is next week's parsha, Hashem's name. That's the Shem Hashem. So we stand in honor of that. That's what the Arizal says. But nevertheless, people give tzedakah at this point in time. Now, the relationship between giving tzedakah and the context is perfect, because David saying this bracha, not simply when he saw the donations, but when he saw the people giving donations b'simcha, with happiness. And a person can really only give with true simcha when they understand that their money really comes from Hashem. It's much easier to depart with those $5 and give them to somebody, or that $100 or that big check, but you know that it's all from Hashem. A person only gives begrudgingly when they think that it's their money. But if you don't think it's your money, so you're not going to give it with a sour face. The giving of tzedakah at the end of Pesukei de Zimra, by the way, we should totally do this in SK. I don't know why we don't do it. We should definitely do this in SK. I understand why when you're like a nursery or kindergarten, you could bring like a penny and like you walk around and that's fine. And like when you get like to school, like we stop giving tzedakah. So we should totally do this at some point. But the giving of tzedakah at the end of Pesukei de Zimra is a perfect culmination, because a person has to come to the understanding that everything is from Hashem. Hashem runs the world, right? I can say all the praises, Asher Yoshev Yisrael, Posecha, Sadecha, and Kol Neshama Talka. I can praise Hashem now and forever. But until I do something with it, then what have I accomplished? So at the end of Pesukei de Zimra, in the section of Erev David, I take all those feelings that Hashem is in charge, Hashem is running the world, and know what I do? I do something about it. I take a quarter, I take a dollar, I put it in the stock and say, Hashem, you're running the show, and I'm going to actually put my money where my mouth is. And now we say over here in the last line, V'ata Elokeinu Modim Anachnu Lach. And now, Hashem, we're going to thank you. In the past, we spoke about the meaning of bracha as a shevach. Bracha means to praise Hashem. But hodah is something new here. We're going to give hodah. A shevach is an expression of the understanding of the greatness of Hashem. Hashem is powerful. Hashem is kind. Hashem is, you know, without end. This in itself is an important part of Avodas Hashem. When a person comes to understand that Hashem is the source of everything, but it's not hodah. Hodah is when a person expresses personal gratitude over what Hashem has done for him. This comes after bracha. In Shmon Esrei, you first have bakashos, right? We request, and then we say hodah. Then we say modim. I thank Hashem after I make my requests. So David concludes, Ve'ata Elokeinu, and now Hashem, meaning only at this point, after coming to a place of appreciation of the godliness of Hashem, can I then express my hodah, my thanks to Hashem. And he says, Ve'ata Elokeinu modim anach lach u'mahalalim l'shem tifartacha. Hilulim, praises, come after hodah as an expansion of hodah. I'm saying even, my heart is boundless. It's eternal. I can't even express everything. We often find the expression of bracha, then modim, then hilulim. So again, the pasuk of Mahalim Hashem Tifartecha concludes Vayivarech David. This is really the end of the section. And it's just important to realize this because, again, as we noted before, when you look in the Siddur, we think it's all just like one continuous stream of Hebrew, and like it's just like all one idea from Hashem. But when a person is davening, they should understand. And when you say "Umehalalim l'shem tifartecha," like done, I finished the section. I said a particular piece that reflects on a particular aspect of Avodas Hashem, and I concluded that. And then Mirsa Hashem, another time, whenever that time is, we can begin to discuss the next section of Atahu Hashem Levadacha, which goes up until Shir Hayam, which is its own section, which is from it's from a different book in Tanakh. It's from Sefer Ezra. It's from a totally different section. It's talking about a totally different thing. And that's its own thing. And then going forward, V'yivarchu, Atzah Hashem, is its own parsh as well. So that's the idea of V'yivarch David as Hashem, L'nei Kol HaKal. That's discussion. And we'll stop here for the night and for the season.
Thank you. For the season. This is my first one.
Why is it a new season? We, it's like,